Hi, I'm James and I'm going to talk about neurodiversity. Neurodiversity describes differences in brain function from person to person that affect daily mental functions. Neurodiversity embraces differences in brain function and behaviour as a natural manifestation of humanity's variety rather than viewing them as wrong or problematic. As autism has become more recognised, psychologists have lobbied for it to be considered a different way of functioning rather than a disorder. The concept of neurodiversity was introduced during the Fight for Autism Awareness and Rights. Though neurodiversity was coined in reference to people on the autism spectrum, it has since come to encompass additional ways that brains can function, such as people with ADHD and dyslexia. Under the umbrella of neurodiversity, people fall into two subcategories, neurotypical or neurodivergent. Unlike neurotypical people, neurodivergent people are usually made aware that their brains work differently. A neurodivergent person has one or more ways in which their brain functions outside the typical way. For example, neurodivergent people may be diagnosed with autism, ADHD, OCD, dyspraxia, dyslexia, dyscalculia, or Tourette's. Neurodiversity advocacy focuses on embracing and celebrating neurodivergent brains instead of trying to fix them and make them neurotypical. In turn, advocacy work for alternative methods of handling autism rather than applied behavioural analysis, ABA, which seeks to make people with autism behave more similarly to neurotypical people has increased. It is also important to note that although neurodivergent people have brains that work differently than most of the population, there is now much more understanding that those differences can also be beneficial. The qualities and traits that neurodivergence creates are widely varied and includes everything from high perception to strong abilities of computer systems to enhanced creativity. This describes people who have standard or typical brain processing behaviours. Neurotypical people were formerly considered normal, and people who weren't neurotypical were treated as if they had disorders. Being neurotypical, it's an identity that's rooted in not having to think about how your brain functions or how it manifests in your behaviours because you function in a way that many other people do too. As a result, many neurotypical people often do not realise that they are neurotypical. The stigma and hardships that neurodivergent people face haven't yet disappeared from our society. Still, the cultural understanding of neurodiversity helps provide us with a framework to change how we think about the topic and how we treat neurodivergent people. A few decades ago, left-handed students were forced to write with their right hands, which had long-term impacts. Now, left-handedness is considered a difference, not a disorder, and we are accustomed to allowing children to learn to write with whichever hand comes naturally to them. The important thing to remember is we are all different in so many ways, from our hair, eyes, and skin colour to our personalities. Similarly, the more strides we take to understand and embrace neurodiversity, the better we will interact with one another and help all individuals learn and behave in ways that suit them best. Thanks for listening.